But we're going to begin this hour by talking about a really cool event that we've been talking about here on the air. It's happening tomorrow at the Carolina Inn from 6 to 10 p.m. A great group of folks is coming together to roast and toast a really terrific individual, one of Chapel Hill's best-known cooks, Bill Smith of Cook's Corner. It's going to be a fantastic event. The food's going to be great. Music's going to be great and a whole lot more. And it's all to support a terrific cause, Empowerment Inc., which works tirelessly on affordable housing here in our community. We are joined to begin the hour by Dolores Bailey, who is the Executive Director of Empowerment, and the aforementioned Bill Smith, formerly of Cook's Corner. Bill Smith, of Cook's Corner or formerly of Cook's Corner?
Chef Emeritus.
Chef Emeritus. I like it. Dolores, Bill, thank you so much for being with us today.
Nice to be here.
So, first of all, that was the really quick rundown of the event, but tell us about it. How did this all come together, and how, Bill, did you get involved in it?
Well, I've known Dolores for a long time, and she sort of started asking me a while back, and I tried to escape and couldn't. And
she's very good at that.
Let me tell the rest of the story. The other side of the story.
This is also a really good way to get Dolores to tell the rest of the story. It's great.
So we have been neighbors for years, mm-hmm. Cook's Corner and Empowerment, our Midway Business Center. And Bill and I, like he said, have been friends for a long time. But when I heard Bill was retiring, first I was surprised, then I was a little sad, and then I thought, you know what? It's time to honor him. Mm-hmm. And so we had the event coming around. It's an annual event as far as the fundraiser goes, but I really wanted to highlight this man and all of the wonderful things that he does, his thought process, the way he cares about people and community. And so that's how this got started.
Okay, thank you very much.
Those two stories, nice. Those two okay, stories no, right. work together very,
very
well.
Thank you.
So, Bill, you're now retired. How has retirement been? Tell
it's
us
been very busy,
like,
actually. I was just telling Dolores.
You were talking about this earlier. Yeah.
I did an event last night with the Rivers Agency for the YMCA, and last weekend I was at Highlands Food and Wine Festival, and next week I'm in South Carolina half of the week for Music to Your Mouth Festival, so that's how.
Awesome. And you're going to be the guest of honor tomorrow night from 6 to 10 p.m.
I hope I just get to sit there. I don't know.
I think it's a roast, right? So everyone roasts you, and then you get up and respond at the end, right?
Yeah,
isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So
yeah.
6 to 10 p.m.
I've never been roasted before, but that's the way I understand it.
Well, there's a first and second and third time for everything, right? If this goes well, this is going to be an annual event,
yes,
like
well,
roast
yeah.
and toast Bill Smith every single year. So it's all to support Empowerment. So Dolores, give us the rundown on Empowerment Inc. and the work that they do. You do.
So Aaron, we are a nonprofit that has been in Orange County since 1996, started in the Northside neighborhood, initially around helping the neighborhood come back to itself. And then, you know, it had been traditionally rich in African-American history, just all of the people that have grown up and been a part of Northside, like Ed Caldwell and Miss Velma Perry, a lot of the people that have already passed. Empowerment came and was started based on two MSW students from UNC who wanted to help the neighborhood, and that's what they did. So they started a community, regular community night watch meeting every month that grew and grew and grew. We worked with the police to get the neighborhood settled down and just, again, having people work together. In the meantime, we built the Midway Business Center, which is a small business incubator. And then we also started building affordable housing and renovating it and turning it back into affordable housing for low-income families. That switched in 2005, and we started working on affordable rentals, which brings us to today. Mm-hmm. We own 54 rental units with the help of the town in Orange County and Carrboro, and the only problem with that is they're all full. Mm-hmm. So this event, the roast toast that Bill is lending himself to, is about getting dollars ready to build actual affordable rental.
And how many more affordable rentals?
Somewhere between 8 and 14.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't sound like much, but like the work that you do, like it helps 8 to 14 different families that otherwise wouldn't be able to live in Chapel Hill. It's such a significant thing.
It really is, because 54 units seems like a lot, but they're full, mm-hmm. and they will stay full.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to look for something else. It's so expensive in our community, in our county. but the work has to be done because there are families in need.
Yep. And every little bit helps. I know the more we talk about the affordable housing issue and the steps that we can take to address it in Orange County, like even the most major steps are a few units here, a few units
yes.
here, but every little bit is necessary to build up that larger solution.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I know Dolores can talk about Empowerment Inc. and the work that they do and the impact that they have forever. It's your job. But Bill,
it's my mission. It's my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Bill, you've been so close to Empowerment. You've been so close to this community. How have you seen the work that they do make an impact?
Well, it's I'm one of those people that think that everybody should have a decent place to live. And
mm-hmm.
I also think that the people that teach in your schools and take out your trash and stuff ought to be able to live where they work. You know, and so I don't know all the details of what they do, but I've admired it from a distance for some time. They're clearly very successful. And I just think it's an important part of it's the sort of town we live in, too, frankly. You know,
mm-hmm.
we live in a very special place, I think, and this is indicative of the sort of thing that the citizenry takes up and tries to improve
yeah.
things all the time.
Speaking with Bill Smith and Dolores Bailey, we're talking about the Empowerment Annual Fundraiser tomorrow evening, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Carolina Inn, roasting and toasting Bill Smith. That's just the beginning. Much more on that in just a second. You can get tickets. They're online now at empowermentinc.org. And this is absolutely not to be missed. Not only is it going to be a fun roast, it's going to be for an amazing cause, Empowerment Inc. The food is going to be pretty good as well, I hear, right?
I think so, with the folk that we got coming. If you don't like the food, you'll enjoy the roasters. If you don't like the roasters, you'll enjoy the food. You cannot go wrong tomorrow night.
Who's involved?
So we've got Ashley Christensen, who mm-hmm. is the James Beard Award winner for 2019. We're really excited. Ben Barker is coming over from Magnolia Grill. We've got Ricky Moore coming over from the Salt Box.
From my hometown.
Awesome.
We've got Al Barker. We've got Vimala from Curry Blossom.
Awesome.
We've got them all, and we are so excited.
Yeah, my colleagues are actually one of the best things about my profession. They all people
That's
cooks
sweet.
Always step up when you have something you need to do. You just call on the cooks.
That's absolutely
it's
true.
The truth.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
I can remember a couple of events that have been held for like cooks supporting other cooks that are in need.
Yeah.
Someone has medical bills. There's a fundraiser organized.
Yeah.
Like you're absolutely right
yeah.
about that. And then the food's going to be great. The roasting's going to be great. Live music as well, I hear.
Live music. We've got John D. Holman that's going to start out our evening for us. And we're going to end it with Bill.
I'm not singing.
He doesn't know it yet.
That's the moment where you roast yourself,
no, that
right?
Would, that yeah. wouldn't take, we're talking about 30 seconds for that to take place.
And a live auction as well, right?
Yes, we've got some great items in our live auction. I wanted to share a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a staycation from the Farrington House.
Nice.
Dinner, stay over, and breakfast the next day. We have a few chefs that are lending their talents to us. One of them is Nancy McDermott, who will prepare a Thai dinner for you in your home. We have Commissioner Penny Rich, who will come to your home and instruct you and some of your friends on how to cook your meal. And then our ultimate prize is going to be our honoree Bill Smith himself, who will come to your house and cook a meal
Ooh.
For you.
That's really cool. For how many people?
Oh, I said 6 to 8, and then what
uh-huh.
we decided.
Okay.
Yeah, most people's home kitchens, that's about the most you
that's
can,
about, yeah.
you can sensibly.
That's going to be really cool. So all of that is tomorrow night, again, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Carolina Inn. It's the Roast and Toast of Bill Smith annual fundraiser for Empowerment, Inc., empowermentinc.org for more information on the organization, and you can get tickets there to this event tomorrow night. Speaking with Dolores Bailey, speaking with Bill Smith, anything else that people need to know about tomorrow night, about you, about Empowerment?
Just come out and help us support and raise this money. We've got a pretty lofty goal. That's $100,000 tomorrow night, and we're going to do it. I believe we can do it.
Yeah.
It is really about affordable rentals this time. It's
yep.
not about anything else but making that a possibility for 10 to 14 families.
Yeah, and making a difference that's going to change all of their lives.
A little bit at a time, yes.
Yep. Bill, final thoughts?
Well, I just want to urge everyone to come. Like I said, this is the sort of town we live in. This is just one example of the good work that our citizenry does for one another. And I'd love to see you all come out.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And let me thank WCHL, Aaron, for being a wonderful sponsor, along with Rivers Agency that Bill mentioned before. But Rivers has created all the caricatures that people have seen, and WCHL has done an amazing job helping us advertise this. So thank you all very much.
We are 100% happy to do it for a cause like this. Again, empowermentinc.org is the website. Go there, find out more about empowerment. You can get tickets online as well. And if you can't make it to the event and you want to contribute or help out, what can you do?
You can text, get your pens ready, 44321, text that, and then just the common zip code 27516, and you can donate whatever amount you'd like to do to Empowerment Incorporated. Thank you.
And if you don't have that number handy, just empowermentinc.org. Go to the website,
right,
and you can donate there as well.
That's correct.
So you can text, you can get online, you can donate. But if you get online, get tickets to tomorrow night's event. 6 to 10 p.m., Carolina Inn, Roast and Toast of Bill Smith. A whole bunch of amazing people are going to be coming together. Great laughter, great food, great music, great auction items, and an incredible cause, all in honor of an amazing person. Dolores Bailey, Bill Smith, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you,
Aaron.